or to protect your head from the sun, or give you some shade.
It's a straw hat.
Okay. And men wear what on their
pants?
Uh-huh. And they trousers. Keep their pants up with an elastic thing.
Well, suspenders.
Yeah.
If they're real unsure of it, they wear suspenders and a belt.
Yeah, I've started swing dancing, and that's really a faux pas. To wear both for the guys. Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods?
Well, of course, here we have a lot of the Spanish influence. My mother's special dish was baked enchiladas. Mm. And every church dinner and so forth, she would do that. And
how did she make that?
In a casserole. Mm-hmm. And fry the tortillas real soft, just, you know, like half a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Layer a sauce made with mushroom soup and celery soup and chopped green chilies. And then you grate cheese and slice onions, and you just layer, stack.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Other regional, well, as a child, I remember going to meeting friends. They lived in the lower valley. We lived up here. We'd meet in a Memorial Park in El Paso because there's a swimming pool and tennis courts. And mother would bring big dishpan full of fried chicken, and bread and butter sandwiches, so or cucumber sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
And that was, I guess, the baked enchiladas she got into in the later part of her life, but what she could always whip up tasty was the fried chicken.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are there some Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. We never cooked tacos. I guess we were, you know, didn't do as much of the fried things as some families might have. But the and chili rellenos, that was much too hard, although it was good. But that's about the only thing I remember. That mm-hmm. I'm sure we went to school with bologna sandwiches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm,
but.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever eat tamales?
Oh, yeah. Had one last night. Canutillo has excellent tamales and pitas.
Yeah, I know. I go there, too.
Okay.
Do you have a garden out back?
Well, I did out back, but the gophers got more than I did.
Oh, no.
So now I plant them in with my flowers, my mm-hmm. flower beds. And I have to, the zucchinis are starting to bear now, and I'm going to make a zucchini cake and a zucchini bread, and
uh-huh.
I took a dish up to my sister's yesterday and just cooked zucchini.
That's nice.
Zucchini and chili and tomatoes is about all I try.
Do you have other fruit trees besides the apricot?
I have one peach and one plum, and a pear. But the four apricots I planted about 5 years ago, and man, too much.
They produce a lot. What are some other crops that are grown in El Paso?
Well, it's mostly cotton and alfalfa in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I have alfalfa. But the cotton has been primarily the cash crop, but now there's a big horse farm up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the dairies, of course, always want alfalfa, so that's...
Yeah.
Some vegetables are grown, but that's risky.